So we all know the promise of Ohada. It's supposed to be this huge legal super region in Africa.
17 countries. Senegal, the DRC, all of them playing by one commercial rule book.
But, and this is the big but, anyone who actually does business there knows the real problem has always been enforcement. I mean, you can win a case, but can you actually collect?
That is the billion-dollar question, isn't it? And that's exactly why we're digging into the Ohada Enforcement Guide for Safasea, specifically the new 2026 edition from Justice Dr. Theophilus Taitatsi.
Okay, so this isn't just theory. This is a blueprint for turning a paper judgment into, you know, actual money.
Exactly. Because think about it. You have all these different cultures, different infrastructures, and they've handed over sovereignty on commercial law to this one system.
Which is supposed to mean a contract in Benin holds water in Togo. But usually you take a legal win across a border and you just wait.
You expect it to gather dust on a judge's desk for years. Well, Justice Tatsi's guide shows how they're flipping that expectation on its head. The whole innovation here is about weaponizing silence.
Weaponizing silence. I like that. It sounds dramatic, but what does it mean in practice? The judge doesn't do their job fast enough and the creditor wins.
In a nutshell, yes. So for an arbitral award, you go to a court for what's called an exequator, an enforcement order.
Right.
The court is not allowed to relitigate the case. They can't look at the merits. They just have 15 days to check the basics.
And if they don't rule in 15 days?
Then the silence operates as approval. It's deemed granted.
Wow. So bureaucratic delay actually works in your favor for once? Is it the same for mediation?
Even faster. For a mediated settlement, the court only has 7 working days to rule. And again, if they're silent for 15 days, boom, it's granted.
Okay.
And honestly, the guide points out you can skip the judge entirely. There's an alternative called notarial engrossment. You just take your settlement to a notary, they stamp it, and it has the same force as a court judgment.
That all sounds like the green lane, for sure. But let's be realistic. Not everyone uses arbitration or mediation. What if you just have a regular court judgment from, say, outside the Ohada zone?
Oh, no. That's where you hit the wall. The express treatment does not apply.
So that's the friction point.
It is. There's no uniform convention for those yet, so you're back to national laws. The guide calls it the convergent 5-filter test.
5-filter test. That sounds like a lot of hoops.
It is a lot of hoops. Instead of the door being open by default, it's locked until you find 5 different keys. The judge has to check for finality, jurisdiction, due process, public policy, and sometimes reciprocity. It's a heavy lift.
So the green lane is really the path of least resistance. But, okay, let's say I've gotten my enforcement order one way or another. How do I actually get the money?
Right. Getting the order is one thing, executing it is another. That's where the 2023 Recovery Act comes in. It gives you a standardized execution toolbox.
A toolbox. What's in it?
It lays out exactly how you can freeze assets, garnish wages, seize property. It even allows for electronic service of documents, which, you know, is a game changer for speed.
But the guide is pretty honest that the law might be uniform, but the capacity on the ground isn't.
It's highly variable. The guide actually breaks the member states into tiers. You have your high capacity countries, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon. They have specialized commercial courts. They're piloting digital tools like QR code verification on rulings.
And then you have the other end of that spectrum.
The challenged tier. Think of the Central African Republic or the DRC. The problem there isn't just legal, it's logistical. Security risks, vast distances. It makes seizing assets physically very difficult.
And there are outliers too, right?
Yeah, like Equatorial Guinea, where you have the extra step of translating everything into Spanish.
So Ohada provides the legal software, but the hardware, the courts, the logistics, that really varies by country.
That is a perfect way to put it. But the overall goal, the trajectory, is clearly towards what they call procedural discipline. They're trying to replace human delay with these strict, automatic timelines.
It is a bold experiment, and it really leaves us with a thought for the week. In a world where we all just accept bureaucratic delay as a fact of life, what would happen if every government agency had to operate on the Ohada rule? You know, if we don't say no in 2 weeks, the answer is yes. How would that change the speed of business globally?